Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm so excited about our show today. I've got a great guest for you, Judy Stahl with Clever Container. And Judy fell in love with direct sales almost 18 years ago because, like many women, her heart was at home. After 11 years with her first company, she stepped away to care for her mother-in-law who needed constant care. When she passed away, Judy decided to turn to a real job, working 40 hours a week. She quickly realized that direct sales was in her blood. She stumbled across Clever Container 5.5 years ago, and as one of the first consultants and leaders, she has been instrumental in the growth and development of this new company. Judy continues to play an active role as a member of the Leaders Council for Clever Container. She has been recognized at the last 4 national conferences with the top team in the company. Her team has grown to over 1,600 strong with sales well over $2 million in 2015. Judy's passion in her business is to help other women and men become leaders and create lasting, successful businesses of their own with Clever Container. As evidence that passion creates success, she currently has 27 directors and 16 upper-level directors on her team, which is her proudest accomplishment. Judy resides in Alliance, Ohio with her husband Mike, also an entrepreneur, and 3 children who grew up as direct sales kids and are now 21, 19, and 16. So help me welcome Judy Stahl. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me. This is a real honor.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. So why don't you just take a few minutes and just tell us a little bit more about yourself and just fill us in a little bit more on that journey that brought you where you are today.
I'm glad to. Thank you. Well, as you said, I have been in direct sales for most of my adult life. I will say that prior to starting with my first company, I was in corporate America, working full time. I had 2 little ones at home and really just wanted to be home with them. That's where my heart was. So my daughters were 1.5 and 6 months old when I started with my first company. So I've been at home with them ever since, other than that short little stint where I thought I might try the real world again and found out that once you're in direct sales, that really is, someplace that you get used to. So I've been married now for 27 years. My kids are all grown. I've got 2 in college, 1 almost in college. So I'll have 3 attending college in about 1.5 years. And yeah, so just loving life right now for sure.
Well, that is great. I would love you to just speak to the part where you said I have 3 kids that have grown up in direct sales, because sometimes I think that's a piece that's often left out, and it's such an incredible thing to watch your children as they're grown up with seeing just about having your own business, being an entrepreneur, and just really the work ethic. So do you want to just expound on that a little bit? Because I think it's such an important piece and one of the really great gifts that we get by being in this business.
Boy, I can't agree with you more, Belinda. That has been a real blessing. And I'll talk on that shortly. But one of the other things that was really a surprise for me as a mother, when I started doing this, again, my daughters were very young, and my husband was a little bit apprehensive, frankly, about me leaving to do parties and to go at conferences and things like that. But in hindsight, we both realized that that was really such a blessing to him, because as mothers, we tend to be the go-to parent to do most of what our kids need. And he had really special time with his kids because I was leaving and going to do parties or going out of town. And he really had some special connection with his kids that he probably wouldn't have had otherwise. So that was a real blessing for us. But You spoke about the fact that your kids are seeing the work ethic, and I just really have found that to be a great benefit. My husband's self-employed as well. So as two entrepreneurs in the family, they did grow up seeing that hard work pays off, that discipline in what you do is something that's very important. So modeling that work ethic for your kids is something that a lot of families miss out on when they head to work every day and they're not living that example in their home.
I couldn't agree more. I know I've raised three myself in this industry, and it's pretty incredible at what they've chosen to do and just the goals that they set for themselves. And they're a lot different than a lot of other kids. So I think it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than when you hear someone that your kid is now working for tell you, you know, what a great employee they are, how hard they work, how driven they are. That just really is, a great thing to hear as a parent.
Absolutely. So then tell us how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Wow. I'll tell you what, as like I say, all my life, for the most part, in direct sales, it really has given me the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And of course, the income has been fantastic, but that fringe benefit of being able to be there for my kids when I needed to be able to go to school and do the things that they need or after school activities, those kinds of things, that's just really priceless. But it really has just given my husband and I freedom as well, because, you know, if we want to just decide that we're going to go fishing tomorrow or we're going to take some time off, having the ability to arrange your work schedule to take the time off that you want is, you know, you just can't beat that, frankly. So it's given us a lot of freedom in our lives, and it really has allowed us to do the things that we love to do while still being successful and earning a great income.
That's wonderful. And I love that too. So I'm so glad that you've been able to experience that, especially with both of you being self-employed. It does take a lot of discipline, I'm sure, though. And at the same time, there is wonderful rewards in that.
For sure.
Great. So what would you say then that two of your greatest skill sets are that have helped you be successful in owning your own business?
Well, you know what? I'm going to piggyback off of what I just said. You know, when you do work from home, being able to plan your day and manage your time is so important. So I would say, number one, I am a planner. I look at my week when the week starts. I write down lists of everything that I want to accomplish that week. I plug those tasks into each day so that I know when I step into my office exactly what it is that I'm going to be working on. And the other side of that is that when I close the door to my office, I'm not, you know, constantly worrying about what needs to be done because I've planned that out for the week. So prioritizing my tasks and managing my time well, I think, is one really important skill for people who work from home. The second one, I think, is to be able to have a vision. I do really believe in my ability to succeed. And more importantly, I really believe that others can succeed as well. So I think that I have a knack for creating vision, not only in myself, but in others, to see what the possibilities are. So they're not just working for the minimum, but they're working for the maximum of what they can get out of their businesses.
That's great. So then share with us then obstacle or maybe a challenge that you have faced and then how you work through that.
Oh boy. Well, I think you know that if you're going to be committed to direct sales, then there are going to be ups and downs in your business. I have stared at an empty calendar many times, actually. I've seen dismal or dwindling team sales. I've had lots of consultants come and go. I've even had, top leaders on my team that have stepped away. And I just simply refuse to give up. So what I normally do when I have some type of a blow or some type of a challenge or obstacle in my business. To be honest with you, I normally spend a little bit of time complaining to my husband and venting my frustration because I think you need to get all of that out before you can then, you know, regroup and buckle down and decide what needs to happen next. So, you know, give your just a little bit of time to have a pity party, and then I just get over myself and my negativity and I get back to work. A lot of times that means going back to the basics. You know, no matter what your level is with your company, sometimes you just have to get on the phone and make bookings calls if you're looking at an empty calendar, or you have to get back to recruiting. So I do find that most times it means just kind of going back to where you started and regrouping, hit the restart button and move forward again.
I agree. I always try to encourage upper level leaders, because sometimes it's hard to do that. But if you can put yourself back into pretending like you're new and trying to achieve the career plan, like try to get re-promoted to where you are, it's such an awesome thing, because it really forces you to hit each of those levels again and gets you really strong. But at the same time, I think you have more relatability or empathy or something for people that are going through it. And each time that I've ever done that in my career, it made me a better trainer each and every single time, because I was experiencing it a little bit differently each time. So I found that to be a really great thing to do, as well as it really helped me help my people. So
yeah, that's a really good point, because honestly, if you've never been through that, if you've never stared at that empty calendar, or if you've never had challenges, then how do you tell someone else to overcome? So, you know, those are learning experiences when you're in this business. You have to take that in stride, and you have to get back to the basics, and it will make you, it not only brings back your business where you need it to be, but like you say, it gives you the skills then to lead others that are going to face those same challenges.
Absolutely. So what exactly does working from your happy place mean to you?
Well, I'll tell you, it for me, it is just really finding contentment in my life and work. And that's kind of regardless of what each day brings, even if I'm in the midst of a challenge, is being kind of centered in the knowledge that I am doing what I love to do. Even if I don't love every single part of it or every minute of it, I am content in the path that I've chosen in direct sales. So if you can find contentment regardless of your circumstances, I think that that's the happy place.
I would have to agree. Is there some things that you do that can kind of help you stay there or keep you centered? Is there anything that you kind of routinely do that just helps you stay in that place?
Well, I think honestly, you need to have somebody who is your sounding board. And for me, that is my husband. So, you know, all of us can get wrapped up in the moment. And if something's not going right or things aren't quite where you want them to be, you know, and I kind of said it jokingly earlier that I vent to my husband, but honestly, of course, we've been together for a long time, but I can do that. And then he always brings me back to, well, you know what to do. You've been successful before. You can do it again. So I think, you know, being content sounds passive, but it really isn't. I mean, you have to work to be content. And it's a little challenging because you want to, on one hand, you want to challenge yourself to reach that next level or to be that, you know, that next goal that you have in front of yourself. But at the same time, you need to be content and confident in, like I say, the path that you've chosen to take. So it does take just oftentimes reminding yourself daily. I forget which leader, frankly, it could have been you, Belinda, who knows, I've learned so much from you over the years.
Oh, thank
but
you.
At some point, I had somebody that said that when your feet hit the ground each morning, you need to be thankful for the day that's ahead of you. And that's something that I kind of do every day to try to just, again, depending on what you're facing that day, sometimes it's more challenging than others, but you have to work at being content in your life.
I agree. I know I do say that. And I think that it's the attitude of gratitude. So I know for me, anytime I catch myself feeling like, woe is me, it's like, this isn't going right. I immediately go, but what is going right? What do I have to be thankful for? You know, we have nothing to be really complaining about, because right now this is rocking. This is doing this. This is doing this. This is just one little blip here that I need to put some attention to or focus on. That's it.
Right.
And I think the other thing that you said, and you said it, but I don't know that all of our listeners will really grasp it. And that is another thing that I've always taught, is you have to take the moment to celebrate those little successes along the way. So each time you hit one of those, that really creates that contentment too. It's like, celebrate it, like recognize it, like, wow, I did really great, or this was really awesome today, or this was, you know, I really knocked this out of the park. If you don't take the time to have those little mini celebrations with yourself and then just go on to the next thing, I think, you know, that's where burnout for people happens. And I think they lose that sort of contentment. So I'm constantly always happy to bring myself back to that attitude of gratitude, and then also just reminding myself of what all is right. What is all right with the world? What's all right with my business? But I think the one piece that you said that I think the majority of direct sellers do not get, and you said, you know, commitment, that this is the path that I took. And people are too eager to give up on their dream or their desires. And the minute something goes wrong, they're like, oh, well, this is never going to work. And there is always going to be ups and downs. Sometimes it can feel like a roller coaster ride that you're on. But honestly, if you stay committed to the outcome of why you're doing it and what you want out of it, it almost always 100% of the time comes around and you get there. And I think so many people are literally a day, a week, a month away from achieving amazing success, and they give up before they ever get there.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It kind of feels good to let yourself off the hook sometimes and say, oh, well, that didn't work out. It's, you know, I couldn't get any bookings, or, you know, make up all the reasons why it didn't work. That feels good in the moment, because you are like relieving yourself of the responsibility for that. But if you can not, you can get, look past what's, like you said earlier, what's not working and maybe what is, and keep in your head the reason that you're doing it, the reason that you chose that path, then you are going to have the fortitude to pick up and start again.
Absolutely.
And you can, I am only guessing that you can talk to nearly everyone who has succeeded in direct sales, and you will find that they have had these same things happen. I mean, it is an up and down business, but it's those that stay the course that, you know, will continue to find the success that they want. And one other thing I just noticed, and it was funny because I just looked up at my workspace here. I'm a very big believer in positive affirmations as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked up as we were talking, and one of them that I have in front of me is, I have peaceful balance in my life, and I live each day in awareness and gratitude. And so just, you know, having those things in front of you on a daily basis, I think is really helpful too.
I could not agree more. I've got, they're all loaded in my office, trust me. And I've changed them at different times when I'm at different, you know, times of the journey that I've been on. And I've changed those positive affirmations. But, you know, we have lots of listeners who are in the direct selling space as well as outside of it. And I can say this, that I've been doing lots of interviews now with different entrepreneurs who own really kind of small-based businesses, or, you know, some of them are small to medium-sized or even larger businesses. But, you know, they go through that same struggle. I remember the one woman telling me that, you know, her stove completely blew up, or the building completely burned down, and then they needed to start all over. And so everybody that has any level of success has gone through these different ups and downs and struggles and challenges. And it's the perseverance. And, you know, even as you're sitting there watching your building burn down, you go, okay, well, what do I have? You know, what can I move forward with? And it's pretty powerful when you hear people's stories. I love, that's been a great joy for me in doing this show, is just really listening to different people's stories, but if you dig in there, you find that same thread almost with anybody who's achieved any level of success. Mm-hmm. So share with us something that you're extremely proud of.
Well, I'll tell you, in working with my current company, because I've been with them for 6 years now, so I've been there kind of since the beginning with Clever Container. So that was kind of a whole new ballgame for me when the last company that I was with, I was with them for a long time, but they were a very established company. So it has, I'm really proud of the fact that I've been able to work with the home office and the owners, and we're forging this path for this great new company. I'm really proud every time we get that new team member who finds the success that we're looking for. Whether that means that they're just making a few $100s a month or several $1,000s a month, it's very rewarding to be able to affect someone else's life in a positive way.
Absolutely. So I'm guessing a lot of our listeners, it is a relatively new company, and you can kind of guess by the title, but maybe not. Why don't you just enlighten us a little bit on what exactly is Clever Container?
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. Well, Clever Container is the only direct sales company that specializes in home organization. So we are all about helping our customers find solutions and systems for the challenges in their home, their office, their cars, because for me, being organized is creating peace in your life. So it's not about having every little thing in the right place. It's about, saving yourself time with systems that are going to just help you relax a little bit as you cruise through life. Yeah, so that's what our products are all about. And then, of course, the flip side of that is, we are about empowering men and women to create their own future through the business opportunity. So, super. And that's the part that I love so much about what we do.
Great. So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs, especially within the direct selling space?
Well, I think you really just need to work with intention. Too often people come into direct sales and they think it's just going to be this happy thing that happens naturally. You really have to put the hours in. You have to work smart to succeed. So if you enjoy, and we talked a little bit about some of those things earlier, about, scheduling your time, managing it. It can be a real challenge to live in your workspace, which is what we do when we work from home. So if you enjoy the benefits of being in business for yourself, then you need to work with intention. You need to stick with the basics. There are going to be things that you don't want to do. There's going to be things that you love to do. So the times that you just need to suck it up and do the things you don't necessarily want to do to achieve the results that you need, that's what you do. So work with intention. Always keep the goals that you have, the reasons that you want to have your own business in front of you, and just never give up. You got to have a never give up attitude.
Good. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now my time is pretty consumed with creating training materials for our company. And so that's, I'm putting together new consultant training, our consultant materials and so forth. But much of what we do as a business, it's really about helping others achieve their goals. So I'm trying to work on the tools to give people the ability to do that. So I'm not so sure that's something maybe that your listeners could benefit from, other than to say that, when you are helping others, that's when you find your own success. It does need to be about others, not you.
That's great advice. Well, Judy, how can people find you in case they would be interested in seeing what types of products that you have?
Great. Well, you know what? You can find me on Facebook at Clever Container Judy Stahl, STAHL. Or you can go to my website, which is clevercontainer.com/Judy.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I know that everyone's going to have a lot of really great takeaways. There were some wonderful little gold nuggets in there that I absolutely loved. And I just want to thank you for spending a little bit of your scheduled time with me this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Belinda. It's been a real privilege for me.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.